Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Frank, of course, is off on assignment. One of these days he's going to get it right. I think that's the problem. It's not that they keep sending him on different assignments. I think it's the same assignment, and he has to keep doing it until he gets it right. Like in the Albert Brooks movie, Defending Your Life. If you don't overcome your fears, you go back to Earth and you keep doing it over and over again until you get it right. I think that's the way Frank is with his Friday assignments. In the meantime, I'm proud to be here and happy to welcome you in as a contestant for the Harris Challenge, as long as you have not played in the last 33 days.
Ooh.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? 33 days.
30 is a random number. So it's 33 and a third. Little tribute to the old LP days. You can call me now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phone star KTRS. I do want to mention one consumer alert about a story I saw today, and I was talking about this with my daughter because she has an iPhone 4 and has been thinking about upgrading to an iPhone 5 because they have this offer now where you can get a special deal if you sign a new two-year contract. Well, Best Buy has a deal going on now through June 29th, so through next weekend, where if you have an iPhone 4 or 4S, and this is not a commercial for Best Buy, it's just a consumer alert, if you go in and you trade in your iPhone 4 or 4S, they give you a $150 trade-in credit with a $50 instant rebate on an iPhone 5, which would normally cost $199. So you're essentially taking your iPhone 4 or 4S in there, and they're giving you the paperwork that makes your iPhone 5 free.
Well, they should owe you a dollar.
As long as you...
Right?
Yeah, you get a dollar reward zone credit.
Dollar free app.
Yeah. I'll take a box of Whoppers. They always have those near the cash register as an impulse buy. And I'm tempted to buy it. And then I look over. It's like the it's like the Aldi size Whopper box.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
For a buck. So if you have a 4 or 4S and you want to upgrade to a 5, you have a little over a week to do that at Best Buy's. I have no interest in Apple or Best Buy. I just mention it. I'm not doing it, by the way. You know why? Because the iPhone 5 has a different connector.
Oh.
A different plug. It's not a 30-pin plug like all of the earlier Apple products.
You have to buy new cords.
Well, it'll come with a new cord.
Right.
But every other thing that you have, maybe you have one for your car, or I recently bought an iHome.
A dock station.
Yes, exactly. You'll have to buy all those new things. I think
you can buy a converter, I think, too, they have.
Can you?
I think so,
I'm sure everything you would possibly want is available. But I think it's one of those where you go, hey, I can get a free new phone. Wait a minute, it's going to cost me all that money. The accessories are going to kill us on this budget. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because in the entire broadcasting world, and we've had researchers check on this, not just in the U.S., but globally, we've discovered nowhere else in the world can you, the consumer, exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain in this manner. So go right ahead.
I wish I had more to say. I'm just happy it's Friday and looking forward to the weekend.
So. All right. This is the kind of day where I like to say a little thank you to Mr. Willis Carrier, the inventor of air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
The man who let us all say this phrase. Tom, we have the semi-random category computer all fired up and ready to go. Let's see which categories come spilling out from which you may choose. Category one is James Gandolfini's co-stars. Oh, man, the late great star of The Sopranos and many other things died, of course, this week at age 51. There's a category about him. We have our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And also, because today is the first day of summer, it's the longest day of the year in terms of daylight. We have a category called The Longest Category. Which one would you like?
Oh, let me do Have You Been Paying Attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get them all right, we call it the clean sweep. But you don't have to get there to win. You just need eight or more to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
We have.
But wait a second.
Do that over.
Hold on a second. What? Oh, stop the music. Stop the music.
What happened?
I don't know. There was some sort of technical malfunction.
Your mic wasn't on.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, I thought it was.
I'm going to just alert the editors and our affiliates around the country that they're going to have to cut that part out. Otherwise, okay. The show is going to sound like crap, frankly.
Or editing.
Right.
Editing on the fly.
So we'll take it again from the top. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Yay! The Price Man!
Right.
Perfect.
Yes.
I knew we'd get it right on take
standards of excellence we're used to.
They have a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs, all locations. And we have 2 tickets to see the new documentary, Dirty Wars, which opens next Friday at Plaza Frontenac. It follows investigative reporter Jeremy...
Scahill. Yeah, I'm talking to him tomorrow on my syndicated show, America Weekend, which you'll hear tomorrow night here on KTRS.
Ah, okay. He follows the activities of the Joint Special Ops Command, a world of covert operations unknown to the public and called out across the globe by men who do not exist on paper and will never appear before Congress.
I love that line.
Wow.
They don't exist on paper anymore.
That's
wild, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks for ruining the movie, Dan. No, it looks like it's phenomenal. They've sent me a screener. I'm going to have a chance to watch it tonight. Everybody else will get a chance to see it starting next week at Plaza Frontenac. And that's dinner and a movie, isn't it, Dan?
It is dinner and a movie.
What would you say the value of a prize package like that would be?
I would say about $1 million.
So that's what you're playing for, Tom. Of course, if you don't get past the 7-point mark, I'll have to punish you. You understand that, right?
I do.
All right, you've chosen the topical category. Have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which celebrity chef got in trouble this week for admitting that she's used the N-word?
Paula Deen.
Correct. What body part are Japanese teens licking in a new fad inspired by a music video?
Eyeball.
Correct. What did the Supreme Court rule cannot be patented this week in the case of AMP versus Myriad?
Pass.
In whose trial has jury selection ended with a panel of 6 women?
George Zimmerman.
Correct. In what country did rallies with over 200,000 people, or maybe up to 1 million, begin with people upset about rising bus fares?
Turkey.
Brazil. Back to the 3-pointer. What do the Supreme Court rule cannot be patented in a case this week of AMP versus Myriad?
Intellectual property.
No, it's human genes.
No.
Our very DNA. By the way, Paula Deen, just moments ago, fired by the Food Network. They will not be renewing her contract. Not because of her using the N-word, but because of incredibly lame apologies this afternoon, including one to Matt Lauer, in which she sounds like she's so not sorry at all, and it was obviously written by a PR person. But let's see how you did, Tom. You got the 1, you got the 2, you got the 4. Oh, no. That's only 7 points. I hate to start the challenge punishing somebody, but to punish you, we have a group that, as far as I know, they only put out 1 album, and that's probably a good thing for all of us. The group was called Breakfast with Amy. Not that they weren't talented, but they weren't talented, as they prove right here.
Oh, yeah, I like this album.
Quality recording technique, obviously. Interesting thing about this group, they're getting the gigs that Henry's Humans used to.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That is sad.
Tom, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thank you very much for playing. Here is contestant number 2. Hello, Will.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just thought I'd plug it's a September event. It's the Wildwood Barbecue Bash. You can come out and visit my barbecue team, Embers Only.
Okay. Are you known for any particular part of the barbecue world?
Well, I think we do it all. We do it all. Brisket, pork butts, ribs.
Clever name, too.
What, pork butts?
No, embers only.
Oh, embers only. Will, we have three categories up on the screen. James Gandolfini's co-stars, the longest category, or the state of the week.
I'm sorry, what was the last one, Paul?
The state of the week.
Oh, God. Let's go state of the week.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state's team lost the NBA Finals last night?
Texas.
That's correct. Which state was Marissa Powell representing when she gave a really bad answer at the Miss USA pageant?
Nevada.
Utah. In which state has a 94-year-old man been accused of once having been the commander of a Nazi SS unit?
Florida.
Minnesota. In what state did the FBI dig up a field looking for Jimmy Hoffa?
Massachusetts.
Michigan.
Oh.
Which state's voter ID law was struck down this week by the Supreme Court?
Arizona.
There you go. You got the one and the five, Will. That's only 6 points, however. By the way, that whole Miss Utah thing, I thought was really out of line because they shouldn't be asking these beauty pageants queens these kind of questions. Mm-hmm. Why do they have to answer official, like, it's like a presidential debate kind of question.
Right.
They're not in the policy business.
They're just hoping for answers like that, I think.
You know what? Ever since that Caitlin Upton in, yes. Was that her name?
Miss South Carolina.
Miss South Carolina. Yeah. Everywhere, such as
U.S. Americans.
U.S. Americans. Oh, that's a classic. I don't think Miss Utah was nearly as bad as that this week. And of course, I say that because if there's one thing beauty pageants queens love, it's, you know, guys who look like me. Will, again, 6 points. That's not enough to avoid the punishment. The good news for you is you don't have to hear Breakfast with Amy singing a Pat Benatar song.
Oh,
the bad news is you have to hear Breakfast with Amy singing a Jefferson Airplane song.
When the truth is found.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I just think the mix is off. They're not that bad.
There are kids at Francis Howell High School saying, "We lost the talent show and those guys are on the radio?"
They should have done it in Dolby.
Yeah.
That was it. Will, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a good weekend.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you very much. Contestant number three is Dan.
Hi.
Oh, how you doing?
No, not you.
Not Dan Strauss. Dan, no. The contestant on the phone. Hi, Dan. How are you today?
Doing well, Paul. Doing well.
In
the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm with Ace Rental and Sales, and if you need scaffolding, call 771-7222.
That's how you exploit the airwaves right there. Okay, James Gandolfini's co-stars, the longest category, or our new third category, also summer-related. Summer on screen.
Summer on screen.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Dan, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Jennifer Love Hewitt go on vacation on July 4th with some friends and accidentally run down a man on the road, starting an adventure that continued the next year?
I saw what you did.
We'll come back to it. What was the name of Bill Murray's summer camp movie?
Meatball.
Correct. Which member of the Cheers cast co-starred with Mark Harmon in Summer School?
Norm.
Kirstie Alley. Who played the air traffic controller who took his family for a beach vacation in Summer Rental?
John Candy.
Correct. What summer 2002 movie is about Anne Marie, a surfer who wants to beat the boys in a competition in Hawaii's Big Waves?
I have no idea.
Back to that Jennifer Love Hewitt movie. We actually need the correct title.
I know who you are, and I saw what you did.
What?
You know what? I'm going to have to ask the judges for a ruling on this one. Can we accept I know who you are and what you did?
I don't know.
Well, I think it doesn't matter, right, if he gets that one right?
I want a ruling on this particular answer.
I say yes.
I don't know. I don't know what it
was. The correct answer is I know what you did last summer.
Oh, okay. That's what I...
You want to give it to him?
Close. That was pretty close.
All right. I think Ian is correct. We're going to give it to you because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
it's going to leave you with 7 points no matter what, instead of six. So, by the way, the movie about the surfer was Blue Crush. That's what we were looking for there, Dan. Here again, Breakfast with Amy.
Okay.
The good news is they only took two songs, so we're back to Pat Benatar. You know, Dan, you're the musician here. I think musically they're not bad. If they took the vocals out, they would just be a D plus.
Yeah. Yeah, they would be a D plus. Maybe a D.
All right, okay, that's enough.
Get the plus out.
Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Mike, how are you today?
I don't know, I've been punished now 3 times while I've been waiting on hold.
Hey, just remember, we're the ones with headphones cranked up. So
this is the James Gandolfini topic that's left, right?
You got James Gandolfini, or you can have the longest category.
I'll take the longest category.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. By the way, the fact that it's called the longest category, you still get 60 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. What part of her body did Lee Redmond allow to grow to over 28 feet long between 1979 and 2009? Fingernails is right. What long part of his body does an Englishman named Steven Tyler hold the record for at 3.86 inches?
Nose.
Tongue. What's the record for longest video game marathon by one person? Is it 35 hours, 135 hours, or 235 hours?
135.
Correct. On what musical instrument did David DiDonato set the record for longest solo, 24 hours, 55 minutes, in May last year?
Ooh, pass.
What brand of cookie did Chelsea Brett and Amber Lynn Walker hold between their heads to make the world's longest cookie bridge?
I missed that one. Can I pass that one, too?
Yeah, you're not going to have much time. Guess a cookie brand.
Oreo.
Did you say Oreos?
I said Oreos.
The correct answer is Oreos.
Really?
Oh, shoot.
The musical instrument that he set the 24-hour and 55-minute record with was guitar. And just to go back to the fingernail woman, 28 feet, 4.5 inches. She lost them in 2009 in an auto accident.
I thought you bit them off.
No. I would have thought that, too, but no. I mean, you could eat the rest of your life.
No kidding.
And the video game marathon, 135 hours, an Australian kid named Okan Kaya, last November said it, playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Mike, let's see. You got the 5, you got the 3, you got the 1, and there's a sigh of relief from all over KTRS land because you got 9 points and you're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. AM and PM.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Hang on, Dan will tell you how you get your prize while we bring in contestant number 5. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I've got one thing that I've been aiming to call in about, and that's... wondering whether or not you guys could rotate the song for Mike Evans, go and get back to Traveling Man and Bubbles.
On Friday, we always play Aloha Friday.
Oh, exactly.
But the other days. Yeah, we could talk
the
about
other days.
That. Sure.
Okay.
Anyway.
You know, you'll have to take that up. You'll have to take that up with the other guy who hosts this show.
the other big guy, huh?
Yeah, I'm only your 20% host. Scott, your category is James Gandolfini's co-stars. Of course, we lost him, Tony Soprano, for all those years. 51 years old of a heart attack this week. This is about other people who he has starred with in TV and the movies. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played Carmela, his wife, on The Sopranos?
Pass.
In Get Shorty, when Gandolfini played an ex-stuntman bodyguard named Bear, who played Chili Palmer?
Chevy Chase.
John Travolta. When Gandolfini played CIA director Leon Panetta in Zero Dark Thirty, who played Maya, the lead analyst looking for Osama bin Laden? Nominated for an Academy Award.
Julia Roberts.
Jessica Chastain. for 2 points each when Gandolfini played a casino owner in The Incredible Burt Wonderstone, who played the magic team he fired when their act got old?
I have no clue.
Five-pointer, which big-name actor did Gandolfini co-star with in both The Mexican and Killing Me Softly? And now co-star is the star of World War Z.
Roberta Flack.
No, it's For Killing Me Softly?
Yeah.
No, it's also not Lauryn Hill. That with the Fugees. That was Brad Pitt. Steve Carell and Steve Buscemi were in The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. I was the only person in America who liked that movie. And Edie Falco played Carmela Soprano. Scott, let me take a moment here to count up your points. Carry the three. Yep, zero. I thought. And that means you also have to be punished. And that's enough. I can't take it anymore.
Right.
Scott, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.